Today, we're talking about the 5 steps needed for the INFJ to face their fear and share their gift and everything during Hermit Mode. Because we're doing this Hermit Mode Glow Up series now, and this is part 7. So we've gone a lot of steps already, but today it's all about like, how can I express my biggest potential? How can I share my gift with the world? And the truth is, we're very often scared of taking that leap because that would mean that we might have an evidence that we're not that great to begin with. So there's always this fear of judgment, and it's exactly during that hermit mode period where we're able to really take that step because we're not preoccupied with everything that is going outside of our world. We can really focus on those difficult but necessary and definitely doable steps that every INFJ can take in order to start sharing their gift and face their fears once and for all. Remember, if you haven't done this so far, to download the free poster on the INFJ Hermit Mode Glow Up. It's a little playbook that you can keep at your side that will remind you how far you've come, what steps to take next, and how to get inspired to keep going. You can download the poster in the link in the description. Step 1, holding on to the version of yourself you want to be. So this sounds easier than it's actually done, specifically for INFJs, because this is something you hear all the time. Be who you really are, express that, you know, don't pretend to be somebody else. You know the story, it's nothing new. But the difficulty here is that the moment we connect with somebody else, we automatically adapt. We adapt because we want to connect with the other person, we want to create some mirroring. Like, we're not even thinking about it, but in order to make another person feel comfortable, in order to connect with another person, we're always altering ourselves. And we don't have to give that up completely. Like, it doesn't have to be like this. I even know for myself, sometimes I change my dialect, not even thinking about it, based on who I'm talking to. So, you know, there's always something going on, even subconsciously, for INFJs when they connect with other people. But when it comes to really stepping out of your comfort zone and starting to share your gift, there has to be an aspect of you that is not up for debate. So that means, for example, not dimming your light. So if you imagine yourself as that version of you that is the strongest version of you, the most powerful one, the most sassy one, the most adventurous one, like really that part of you that very often you hide because you feel like it's too much, it's too intense, it will make people uncomfortable. That is something that when it comes to sharing your gift, has to be, you know, out of limits for any kind of debate. Meaning, when you present yourself to the world, so to say, this has to be something that you continuously hold on to. It will get easier with time, but you have to decide for yourself, this is the image of me that I like best. This is, you know, me shining the brightest that I possibly can at this time. And I'm doing this and I'm holding on to this, despite the fact that I will be judged for it, that I have fears that people will think I'm a show off or I'm so full of myself, all of those things. Because remember, every single time you shared your gift in the past and you've done that while simultaneously making yourself small because you thought that's the only way other people are going to accept my gift, right? The only way they can really be of benefit of what I can give to them is if I dim my light so I can connect with them on their level. And, you know, we've all experienced this. This has caused us so much heartbreak because very often we connect with people or we help people or we share our gift with people who are not appreciative of it, who do not really actively ask for it, who really feel like you're not doing anything extra for them. They just think, you know, that's who you are, but that's not the truth. And so we have to know for ourselves, now moving forward, looking for a healthy outlet for sharing our gift, there has to be a part of you that is not up for debate, that is non-negotiable, and that is that version of you that you very often hide from the world, right? So this is where we want to go. So before you actually start putting that outside, you have to sort of identify it. A way of identifying it is, for example, by connecting with archetypes. It could be to listen to a song that really makes sense for you. Maybe you have a TV character that you see and that reminds you of that version of yourself you want to be. Remember, everything that you absorb. So we're talking about an archetype, how you identify it or how you interpret that, how you look at a TV character, how you look at a musician, how you look at any kind of role model that you set for yourself, how you listen to a song. It comes from your perception. So what you hear, what you see, what you experience is part of you. Because how I listen to a song, what inspires me about a song will always be different than what inspires you about that song, how that song makes you feel, right? So remember, this is part of you. So take that as an inspiration. And maybe when it's time to share your gift again in any kind of capacity that you feel like doing, you know, take inspiration from that. Remember that role that we're talking about. Listen to that song that gets you back in that zone. It's about holding on to the version of yourself that's not up for debate, because that is the version of yourself that makes you feel the best before even connecting with others. Step number two, create your gift. It's easier said than done, again, but this is one of the steps we very often don't take. We are visionaries, meaning we imagine how we would talk to another person. We imagine what we could create, you know, those great fantasy stories that we could write, this great piece of advice we could give so many people, and we actually give it to people every single day. But when it comes to sharing your gift, there has to be some kind of product that we put out there. That product doesn't have to be necessarily something that you sell, but it has to be an externally observable fact. So there has to be something that you put into reality, something that you create, something that somebody else could experience, something that somebody else could find, something that somebody else could take inspiration of. And it's not enough for you to have a brilliant idea in your mind, to have come up with this great thing that you could develop and not really put it into action. The thing that always helps me to distinguish between, is this something that is just going on in my mind, or is it something that I've actually created in the real world? It's always the question I ask myself, could somebody else see this? Is this an externally observable fact? I did write that page, right? I did write that page in my book. I created that picture. That picture exists. I, you know, wrote that song. I created a video or a podcast on my thoughts on a certain topic, right? This is the creation of art. This is the creation of our gift. Before we can actually get into the place of, okay, let me share this, we have to create it. Because I can tell you one thing for sure, especially for INFJs, creating this is already going to be something that will feel uncomfortable for you. Because once you create it, you will see that your creation will fall short to what you want it to be. And that is a given. That is not something that you should ponder on if it's going to happen or not. You're not going to like it. It's going to fall short every single time because it just needs time to get better. And we have such a great way of visualizing something, of holding on to a vision, of creating something in our mind, and creating that in reality will not be anywhere close to that. But it's through that creation that we actually start getting better, and that we get to a place where we're not afraid of continuously creating because of what this will bring to us. And it will get us to a place where we want to continuously create without having the fear of what that might entail. You know, who's going to judge that, if it's good or not, or if it's good enough, if it says something about you. It doesn't say anything about you. It will say something to yourself, the fact that you continuously show up for yourself, the fact that you keep doing that. And while you're in hermit mode, this is the best time where you don't get too much of external energy. You can focus on all your creative ideas and bring them to life. So use this hermit mode to go really deep and bring all of those treasures and all of those hidden gems that you carry within you to the outside, right? That's what you can do. And we have to make it a point to make that happen continuously. So put in your schedule. I always say it has to be something that's very specific, as in if you write a book, Mondays from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., I'm always writing something on my book. And at the end of every single week, I have at least one paragraph written. Step number three, facing your fear, sharing your gift. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, it means if you created this art form, if you created this gift of yours, if there's something tangible that other people could benefit from. So even if you say, oh, I want to help people, you know, understand themselves better. Well, there has to be an offer, or they have to know that, you know, you can do this for them. And this is what the step is all about. bringing that to the outside. Because as long as you're not sharing it with anybody else, you won't be able to really connect with others through your gift. The only way you can do that is if you bring it to the outside and then you allow people to find that. So in this step, the most important thing is that we want to get to a place where somebody could theoretically find you and connect with you through your gift. Because very often we carry this gift within ourselves and simultaneously we connect with people on other levels where our gifts are completely neglected. But if you, for example, share your poetry on Instagram, somebody could theoretically see this and say, oh, I see you. I have such a connection with you. Thank you for making my day better because you understand me. This could be an example. But this thing of sharing your gift is one of those things that we're most afraid of, even more than of creating it. Very often we're afraid of creating it because of the steps that will follow. Because it's in that moment that you say, if I start sharing my gift, the thing that is most important to me, and they say that I'm nothing special, that I just think I have something to offer, that, you know, whatever all of those fears are, or that people think like I'm too full of myself, or all of those fears that we carry within ourselves, you know, those are the things that are holding us back, period. So I really want you, when you get to this step, to really think about what is a step that I could take that would get me out of my comfort zone, but wouldn't overwhelm me. And that doesn't necessarily mean that the end goal of this week, for example, is for you to create a YouTube video and put it online. It could be that you set up a YouTube channel. That in itself will evoke a lot of, you know, uncomfortableness. It could be that you upload a video without making it public. So you're not really taking a step into, you know, making it all public necessarily, but you're still going to evoke all of those fears that you carry within you. Because you always have to remember, all of those fears that you're experiencing, they're based on judgments that you have about yourself. Because there are going to be people who think you're a complete nutcase, there are going to be people who think you're a genius, and none of that is any of your business, right? And we have to get to a place where we really feel it's none of our business and it's not a representation of if our gift is valuable or not. Because it's not. It really matters on who finds you, who resonates with you because of their life experiences, you know, what they're looking for and so on. So what people think about you is none of your business. That is where we have to get to, but that's not how it's going to feel like. And most of the time, we will have a couple of people in our mind that we think, oh, what if they find that? What if they see that? They would think that I'm so arrogant to think I can do this, or that, you know, I have something to offer, or whatever it may be, right? All of those fears. And so there is no step that's small enough. We have to get to a place where we just figure out what is a step that I can take that will make me feel uncomfortable, but I can still handle this discomfort. If the discomfort is too big, then I'm going to push it away completely. So maybe that would be, you know, being on social media at all just like evokes those horrible thoughts in you that are maybe based on something that you're experiencing that doesn't have anything to do with social media altogether. Because you could say, yeah, I don't want to be on social media, but I have no emotion attached to that. But if you feel like a disgust, or you feel there's something like wrong about it, like you really have emotional reactions to that, then it's a great indication of, you know, fears that have everything to do with what you're judging about yourself, right? And so we want to get to a place where we don't have any emotions at all about posting, about, you know, creating any of that. And we have to take this on step by step in any kind of way. And it doesn't have to be social media. It can be, you know, you share something in your church group or whatever it may be. But the point is to know we're continuously aiming to bring up discomfort, no matter how small the step is. And this is where we get to step number 4, sit in this discomfort. So what I always say is we have to feel it in order to heal it. So imagine all of those feelings that are coming up, they have something to do with what you've experienced in the past. Because in the end, you can definitely become a person who doesn't look left and right what people think about you, who isn't concerned with that, who just knows, okay, I have something to offer, and there might be a person who can benefit from that. Because the fact is, I have benefited from that, right? Whatever you've learned, whatever you experience, whatever gift you carry is something that has transformed you in the past. So it has already helped one person. So there's always the potential of this helping somebody else. And that in itself is already reason enough to share your gift. Maybe you have an idea in your mind that has inspired you, that have made you think, oh, this is amazing. Well, then there's already one person who thinks like this. So there's definitely potential that somebody else might think that as well. And your inspiration might catch them as well, might inspire them, might start a new positive snowballing effect. You never know. But in order to get there, we have to look at this aspect of sitting with the discomfort. It is part of the journey and you cannot bypass it. If you're doing something and it doesn't create any discomfort, you're not growing. That's just how it is. That does not mean that you have to suffer. That doesn't mean that you have to be awake for 24 hours and work a lot. No, it's sitting in this discomfort and only to a level where you can stand it. Because through sitting with that, you actually allow those emotions to come up, emotions that before you've just suppressed. So you bring them up, you sit with them, and you actually look at them from a third person's perspective, meaning, oh, this feels so uncomfortable. I know that once this passes, I will feel so much better and my vision will be so much clearer because it won't be blocked of all of those fears that I carry within me. Once you allow yourself to feel a fear and you go through it, you actually feel it, you heal it, and after that, the same thing won't scare you. The next step, the higher step, the more evolved version of you might scare you, but that in itself won't, because you'll just get immune to, you know, the judgment that you have about yourself about this one thing. And so we just have to get in control of that, know that it's going to happen, go towards it and sit with it. This is something that we can do. It is difficult, it is uncomfortable, but it's something that we can handle. And we can handle more likely than a lot of other types. So just think of that as like your superpower, that you can stay in this discomfort and don't look at this discomfort as something to, you know, run away from, to hide, to suppress. We can go deeper much easier than most people. So this is an instance where we should do that, where we should use that. Sit with the discomfort, let it come up, you know, judge it, look at it without judgment, let it pass. Maybe it'll take a day, maybe it'll take a couple of hours, maybe it will take for you to sleep on it, maybe it'll take a couple of days. But this discomfort will go away if you actually face it, if you sit with it, and you allow all of those uncomfortable feelings to come up. That is one of the best ways to get through that. Another great way that a lot of INFJs use, also people in bootcamp, I've seen a lot of INFJs love this, is tapping. So EFT tapping. You can look it up online. It also helps you to really minimize this flight or fight response that we have while facing new things. And step number 5, jump to the next level, because that is what happens once you overcome this fear. Fear is holding us back more than anything else. It's not that we don't know how to do things. We can learn so much. We have learned how to live life. We can definitely learn how to share our gift. But it's the fact that once you overcome this fear, that you again jump towards the next thing, that you challenge yourself again, that you say, how can I share even more of myself? How can I make it even more of a gift? How can I dare to be even more authentic? And to just know that it's part of the process, that once you've overcome this fear, and it will feel great for a moment, you will feel free, but you will get anxious because nothing is happening. And that's okay, because this anxiety is all about saying, okay, let's get going. Let's get to the next level, because you want to grow. This is a human need. This is a human want. And one of the ways that we want to grow in is self-actualization. And that includes you not keeping yourself to yourself, right? So even when it's about hermit mode, it's exactly this period of time where you can do this the best. You can do this while maintaining the safety cushion that you create for yourself, because this might feel like hermit mode on the one side where you're hiding away from the world, but what you're actually doing is saying, I'm filling up myself in this area. I will keep myself safe and loved. I will make sure that I'm the parent to my inner child, and I will give myself the love, the security, you know, the excitement, everything that my inner child wants. I will give that to my inner child. I'm not looking for any feedback from the outside world. That's something that I give to myself. And when I share my gift, I will do this outside of that, because we've said there is a version of me that is not up for debate, and I'm the one who makes sure that that version of me is solid, is happy, and excited about life. Remember, if you want an overview of the entire INFJ Hermit Mode Glow Up series, then check out the free poster. You can download it in the link in the description. And if you want to watch more videos on this topic, then definitely check out our playlist of the entire series so far. I wish you a great week ahead, and I see you in the next one. Bye.